This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Both U.S. and Afghanistan ruling Taliban negotiators spoke with cautious optimism following 2 days of talks between the two sides, which concluded Sunday in Qatar's capital of Doha, the first senior-level direct meeting between the two sides since the Islamic group took control of the country following the American withdrawal in late August. In a post-meeting statement Sunday, Taliban spokesman Sohail Shaheen said that 2 days of candid discussions with the United States went well. The spokesman added discussions were held during the meeting about all relevant issues and efforts will be made to improve diplomatic relations. In a similar statement from the U.S. State Department issued late Sunday, spokesperson Ned Price said that talks with the Taliban were candid and professional, adding that the Taliban will be judged on its actions, not its words alone. The statement said other issues that were discussed included security, terrorism, and terrorism concerns, as well as safe passage for U.S. citizens, U.S. Afghan partners, and other foreign nationals. Meanwhile, the United States and Britain Monday issued a warning to their citizens in Afghanistan to avoid hotels there, days after dozens were killed at a suicide attack on a mosque claimed by the Afghanistan militant group Islamic State Khorasan, also known as ISIS-K. In its warning, the U.S. State Department said U.S. citizens who are at or near the Serena Hotel in Kabul should leave immediately, citing security threats in the area. Britain's Foreign Commonwealth and Development Office issued similar warnings to its citizens. The well-known Serena, a luxury hotel popular with business travelers and foreign guests, has twice been the target of attacks. Since the Taliban takeover in August, many foreigners have left Afghanistan, but some journalists and aid workers remain in the capital. This is VOA News. U.S. pharmaceutical company Merck announced Monday it has formally applied to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, to authorize its COVID-19 pill for emergency use, a move that would add an entirely new and easy-to-use weapon to fight the pandemic. If cleared by the FDA, a decision that could come in a matter of weeks, it would be the first pill shown to treat COVID-19. All other FDA-backed treatments against the disease require an IV or injection administered by healthcare professionals, while the pill could be taken at home. U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci has called early data from the trials of the drug impressive, including a 50% reduction in hospitalizations and deaths among patients with early symptoms of COVID-19. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients said the U.S. government has already arranged to buy 1.7 million doses of the pill, with an option for more if needed. But Zients said while the pill is very good news, vaccinations are still the best way out of the pandemic. Fauci said he would not predict when the pill might be approved, as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention must also evaluate the treatment. German Vice Chancellor Olaf Scholz and his center-left Socialist Democrat Party, the SPD, Monday began the first round of exploratory talks with the Environmentalist Green Party and the business-friendly Free Democrats, or FDP, on forming a possible governing coalition. Scholz's SPD party narrowly defeated outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel's ruling Conservative Christian Democratic Union, or CDU, in last month's parliamentary elections, but the SPD failed to gain a clear majority in parliament, requiring the talks with the Greens and the FDP, which finished third and fourth respectively in the election. The process of putting together a new government can take weeks or months in Germany, and Merkel and her government will stay in a caretaker role until that happens. Officials in the coastal southern city of Huntington Beach Monday reopened the beaches in that area southeast of Los Angeles less than 10 days after a leak of crude oil from an undersea pipeline closed them. The decision to reopen the beaches comes after water quality tests revealed no detectable levels of associated toxins. The opening comes much sooner than expected, as officials estimate anywhere from 95,000 to 500,000 liters of oil was spilled into the ocean from a pipeline leak about 8 kilometers off the coast. Officials believe the leak may have sprung in an area where the pipeline was damaged by a ship's anchor, perhaps as much as a year before the leak occurred. While the beaches have reopened, workers continue to clean up what oil can be found in the sand. But local officials worry about the lasting environmental impact on the area wetlands, ocean wildlife, and local economy, which depends heavily on beach tourism. Reporting from remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.